there anybody here who has tried to undertake some great task and promptly proceeded without any trouble to assume that task? Is there anybody here who didn't at some point in time, usually in the middle of accomplishing that task, become a little disappointed, become a little discouraged? I know I have. I undertake some marvelous task. I was going to rebuild a bathroom when we lived in Alaska. And I don't want you to talk to my daughter, Mandy, because she will tell you that it took me over 2 years to accomplish that task. It didn't take quite that long. It took 23 months. Why? I got discouraged in the middle of trying to do that task. I started with great promise. I was going to tear down all of the walls. I was going to rebuild the whole thing. It wasn't going to leak anymore. And I really pitched in. Tore down the walls. And then it hit me in the middle. And I did eventually finish, but I got discouraged. We don't want to be that way. As Christians, we want to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because we know that our labor is not wasted in God. But you know, this idea of discouragement is real. Great men got discouraged. Look at what God said to Isaiah in Isaiah 41. We'll begin reading in Isaiah 41 at verse 10. God said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be put to shame and confounded. They that strive with thee shall be as nothing. They shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contend with thee, that they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught." Isaiah got discouraged. And God had to buoy him up. Churches were hit hard during the pandemic. It was difficult because we had government telling us we couldn't meet. We had to shut down for a time. We had to do everything that we did on Zoom. But we're going to rebuild. We're not going to be defeated. We're going to be steadfast. But it's the middle that's the hard part. One of the things that we decided we were going to do was to rebuild our education ministry. And so we immediately started to work. And admittedly, it's getting discouraging because we're in the middle. And the results of all the hard work that people have been putting in isn't quite visible yet. When you're stuck in the middle, that's when questions arise. And they're reasonable questions. Am I doing this right? Is it supposed to take this long? And the most damning is it worth all the trouble that we're going through? Well, we read a little bit from the book of Nehemiah. And Nehemiah is an interesting character because he's involved in the return of the people of Judah from Babylonian captivity. You remember the story. They had become wicked and God raised up the Babylonians under the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar. They came down, carried off captives, destroyed the temple, burned the city. It was a terrible destruction. But they were going to rebuild. And they did. Not without problems. There were times when those people probably felt just like how Elijah did. Elijah had come on the scene at a different time when Israel was discouraged. And he had done battle with the false prophets of Baal. He had begun to prevail. And I have the feeling that Elijah probably thought, all I have to do is start the battle, and then the people are going to come rally around the cause of Christ. You know what happened? He fought with the prophets of Baal. God was victorious. And then the king and queen, Ahab and Jezebel, decided that they would kill him. That wasn't what he was expecting. So we find Elijah in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, in a cave. Well, he's hiding. 1 Kings 19, beginning at verse 9, says he came hither or thither to a cave and he lodged there. Behold, the word of God or word of Jehovah came to him and he said to him, what doest thou here, Elijah? I'm hiding. He said, I've been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts. The children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, they've thrown down thine altars, they've slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only am left, and now they seek my life to take it away. What am I doing wrong here, Jehovah? Do you ever feel that way? In the middle of the project? What am I doing wrong? I must be doing something wrong because it's not working out. I planted a yard when we lived in Alaska. Now you have to understand, Eagle River, Alaska is all volcanic rock and glacial till. The leftovers from glaciers that came down that valley that we lived in. You can't get anything to grow in that stuff. So we put down 4 inches or 6 inches, excuse me, of topsoil. You know that saying that it's as cheap as dirt? Whoever made that saying had never bought topsoil. Put down 6 inches of topsoil. Spread immediately all of the grass seed that we had. Sorry about that. Thank you. I watered it religiously. After 15 days, I was still watering mud. There was no grass. And right about then, I started thinking, I must be doing something wrong. There ought to be some grass here. But I kept watering. Then I had this awful dream that the grass came up and it floated away down the street because I've been watering it so much. Do you ever feel that way? That's what Elijah felt. What am I doing wrong? Then there's the question, is it supposed to take this long? We live in a culture that's beset by instant gratification. I don't even like to cook things on the stove anymore. I put it in the microwave because it's faster. I don't like for things to take a long time. When Cyrus ascended to the throne in the Medo-Persian Empire after they had overthrown the Babylonians, Cyrus issued a decree that the people that had been carried off captive by Nebuchadnezzar could now return to Judah. And they did. And they were excited when they got back down there. And they did just what I did. They started building. They built with a vengeance. Ezra, the third chapter, verses 8 through 11. You're familiar with the story. They laid the foundation for the temple very quickly. And then they had a great celebration. We got the temple started. Then you know what happened? Work on the temple stopped for 16 years. Satan will attack us where we are most valuable, where we are most vulnerable. Remember what Sanballat and Tobiah said? We read it in Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. Now, that was about building the wall. It wasn't about building the temple, but it's all part of the same process. Sanballat and Tobiah said, do they think they're going to finish this in one day? They think they're going to be able to make sacrifices here? It's just going to take a long time. And when it starts taking a long time in our rebuilding efforts, we start questioning ourselves yet again. Maybe this is the worst one. Is it worth all this effort? The fact is that when we're finished, it won't be the ideal that we had envisioned. We can't do the job that we would like to do. We read about that too, Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, verse 3. Tobiah was by Sanballat, and Tobiah said, even that which they're building, if a fox go up, he'll break down their stone wall. They're not doing a very good job. It's just not worth much. And we get tired. It's a lot of effort. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, verse 10. Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. There's much rubbish so that we're not able to build the wall. We're tired. We don't want to work this hard or this long, beset by the question of whether maybe we're doing it wrong. But I know how to overcome this. Nehemiah's solution in the fifth chapter, verse 12, beginning. It's a solution. It's a great story. And we teach it to our little guys. They rebuilt the wall because every person did his part. Nehemiah 5, beginning of verse 12, it says, it came to pass that when the Jews that were dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times from all places, you must return to us the Jews that weren't involved in the building tried to discourage them. So Nehemiah sat in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall in the open places. I set there the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, rose up, and I said to the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and terrible. Fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. The work kept going. It came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known to us that they were planning to infiltrate us and stop the building, and that God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone to his own work. It came to pass that from that time forth, half my servants wrought in the work, half of them held the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the coats of the of mail, and the rulers were behind all of the house of Judah. They built the wall, and they that bear burdens laded themselves. Everyone with his own hand wrought in the work, and with the other hand, they held his weapon. We're going to be victorious. Just like they rebuilt the wall, we're going to rebuild this church. And the way we'll do it is everybody builds by his house. We didn't read part of Nehemiah, because he talks about all the different sections of the walls, and he gives the name of the person that built that section. Number one, I can't read all the sections. Number two, I can't get the names right. But every man built by his house. That's what we're going to do. We're going to work. And you know, I'm not going to worry that you're not doing as much as I'm doing. Not even going to enter my thoughts. I'm not going to worry that you're not doing what you could be doing. Not my worry. I'm going to build by my house, and I'm going to make this church what it can be. Yeah, we'll get discouraged. Yeah, we'll have times when we'll even ask those three questions. But I know what the way around it is. I know what the solution is. I'm going to pick up a trowel and I'm going to work. When the Apostle Paul was on his second missionary journey, they ran him out of one city, ran him out of another city, ran him out of another city. And then he had to leave behind his traveling companions, Silas and Timothy, and he found himself in Athens. He was all alone. His spirit found no rest, because he didn't find his companions. Now, he continued to work. He preached. But he looked for his companions, and he was so glad when they rejoined him. If Paul could get discouraged, I can get discouraged. You can get discouraged. And we can still build. Let's every one of us decide that we're going to build the section by our house. Let's every one of us decide that we are going to prevail. There is a God who is on our side. So we're going to stand in just a minute. We're going to sing a song together, The Lily of the Valley. It reminds us of the greatness of our God and the smallness of the obstacles that we face. Come build with us. That's what we're going to do.